Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
How are you all feeling?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
It's the DA Show on this wacky Wednesday, Waste Bin Wednesday, whatever kind of Wednesday you want. It's Mraz, it's Bogish, it's chaos behind the scenes on the mothership here as we enter week three in the NFL. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. From home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, little house cleaning before we continue this final hour of the show. Go to CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. I will retweet it now from Mraz CBS. If you saw the first pitch from Conor McGregor, we were asking you ahead of advanced analytics, did Conor McGregor throw a terrible first pitch on purpose? I absolutely think he did. Vote there. The vote is neck and neck. We'll have advanced analytics at the end of the show. The epic fail is still to come within this hour. Pete the Body Bellotti does not like the length of the Cheesecake Factory menu, and we got to the nitty-gritty of why his favorite, Damani Crisco, has been taken off the menu. We have obviously tackled a lot of that. We led the show. Ben Simmons. Can the Sixers even get fair market value? Where are they going to fall in the Eastern Conference as NBA training camps are set to open? Big Ben Roethlisberger is hurt. He's got a pec injury. We debated the left and right pec, whether that just means your chest hurts. In general, the Steelers might be in a little bit of trouble. And we've obviously now ticked off, or I have, teachers, and I am getting plenty of those tweets flooding in at Mraz CBS, including, by the way, Andrew Bogish, from our dear, dear listener, Carla, who tweets, "Don't rag on all teachers because of one. I do so much, and Alexa does not read to my students. That teacher needs to rethink what they're doing." So this comes from an Alexa being stolen and stunned to a news from a kindergarten classroom, and the Alexa is in the classroom to read to kids, which again made me question, how I always run into teachers that complain so much about their job and don't realize how many benefits they have, and clearly Carla was annoyed. Carla, all teachers are not lost. I think teachers are great. Teachers have such a service to society. My point is, oftentimes I think teachers need to check themselves in the mirror when they complain. That's all. That's all. Dan tweets in, Mraz, CBS, 100% spot on about the teachers. You want to have a conference with a teacher? Find a bar near the school. So well, that's where we're at. Bogish, another good morning to you as we start Horrible. This next hour. Pete the Body is married to a teacher, so he's not going to get involved here, although you know he agrees with me.
No, and I don't. You're on your own, buddy.
Pete, I understand. Look, I get it. You got to stick to the home fort. You got to, even if what you think in the mirror isn't what you could project on air, I know how you feel, Pete. I know how you feel.
Whatever that means, I don't agree with.
And Bogus is steered clear because he doesn't want to get in the bad graces of the teachers. But clearly listeners agree with me. Clearly some are going to get annoyed. Happy, happy Wednesday to you all.
The mental gymnastics that you normally do, it's not any different, but you've been doing a lot of them today. I'm just to find confirmation for your ridiculous at times thoughts. I mean, it's just you will take one person agreeing with you against nine disagreeing as proof that you're right. It's amazing. And the universe doing us no favors either. Mike in Neptune or Florida, wherever, Melbourne, Florida. I mean, yep. You might as well have been calling from inside your head. That's the voice that talks to you in your head as you're making your daily decisions. And then Roddy Jones has the gall to come in here and defend you, even though I don't think you did not need defending on this particular point that he was making, but he comes in and stands right next to you about breakfast and desserts and whatever, and you think you're now Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, well, Roddy Jones, the makings of a varsity athlete, absolutely agree with me on eating pie for breakfast. So it's been that kind of fun morning. If you're wondering why you hear me squealing like a pig and Bogus chiming in right now going, it's 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. in Boise, Idaho. Why am I not hearing DA right now? Why is the fat guy talking again? I will tell you why, and I use the F word there. DA comes back from Boise. You heard him Monday morning, still from Boise, voice starting to crackle a little bit. Yesterday, if you listened to what was an odd DA show where I wasn't here for 2 hours, but I was here for the last 2 hours, and DA was here for the first 2 hours and wasn't here for the last 2 hours, it's because there's all sorts of chaos behind the scenes, but we're trying to calm this down and give you guys good radio shows. DA has lost his voice. At last check-in late last night, it was coming back to life a bit, but he has opted to rest his vocal cords, which I think collectively on the show, Cap, Pete, myself, Bogus, we all agree was probably something very smart. Get him ready to go for the end of the week. We got Wizard of Odds coming up. We have all the Football Friday stuff coming up. We have a good end of the week. So DA resting the vocal cords. That Boise trip took its toll. You can go back on the Odyssey Rewind feature to the podcast. Bogus gave a little ins and outs on why he has a voice today and DA doesn't. DA couldn't pack it up after the Boise-Oklahoma State game Saturday night. He went right out before Sunday morning football, blew off curfew, and Bogus went to bed, and that is the difference in them having a voice and not, or at least suspected by Andrew Bogus. Bogus last night comes off the plane in Boise and goes right to a concert. He sees Dave Matthews Band last night. So in the middle of a group text going on where we're trying to figure out what's going on with the show, and if you're wondering, well, Mraz, where does this fall with you? Why were you out the first 2 hours yesterday? I don't want to call it a scare because it's never a scare when having a baby. We thought there was the potential that this baby was here yesterday morning. As it turns out, it was not. My new daughter was not. I am now doing the shows from home in anticipation that this baby could come at literally any minute, and the two-hour drive time ride home from Manhattan, which it would take me, could cost me not being there when my daughter is born. So we have DA out resting his voice. Me, basically, it could be any minute or it could be another week where I find out my daughter is here, I have to get to the hospital. And Bogus, in the middle of discussing who the heck was going to do the show today, lets us know, by the way, guys, I'm going to be in the worst shape out of all of you. I'm singing along the Dave Matthews Band all night at a concert. Chaos, 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 Bogus. But yet we found our way to navigate a nice show this morning.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I mean, this is not the day that DA was supposed to be out sick. I mean, Pete can tell you this, in the breaks yesterday as he's debating whether or not he can continue and get through, it comes up that, well, Bogus, you need to do DA's 2 minutes. And I'm like, he can do minutes. He can do a minute. He could talk.
CBS Sports Minute.
It takes 50 seconds to read it. He can find a voice for 50 seconds to get through his Florida State hot takes. We get it. Your voice is gone. And then I see the text. And I thought, before the concert, I thought we were trending towards the DA being here today. So I thought I was going to be okay because I knew it was going to be a late night. They played until almost 11 o'clock. It was tough getting out of the parking lot. I didn't close my eyes until midnight. 4 a.m. came very, very fast. And I knew that was coming. So I wanted to have to do as little as possible today. And I thought we were going to survive last night. And then there was a gap of time. And then at 9 o'clock, he dropped the hammer. I'm not coming in. It makes sense to rest. Maybe no Sean Thursday and Friday. So I need to be at my tippy-top shape for those two shows, possibly.
Sure.
So let me rest, take a Veterans Wednesday, and regroup for the rest of the week. And yeah, I mean, I wanted to do nothing today. Pay no attention to sports last night. Wanted to be super lazy, read maybe a couple of updates, maybe close my eyes in between other ones, maybe miss one. You never know. But no, DA's got to take a very, for me, ill-timed day off, but I can forgive him.
Now, I was telling Danielle the ins and outs of this last night, that you were at the concert and what the plan was, as we are on baby watch, full throttle baby watch here. And her response was, well, at least there was no football games on Wednesday night, and I'll do my best to make sure you're there so Bogus doesn't have to do this by himself. So she's trying hard to get through this next hour. Although I will tell you, just a second ago as you were saying this, I saw three text messages pop up from my wife, who was, I guess, upstairs doing a... And what would you think, right? What would you think? You would think, oh, man, three text messages were in.
Yeah, here
we go. It turns out she's just sending me a scan code and letting me know there's a box on the counter. Can I return it to Kohl's later? So, not the time to send three text messages in a row, as I'm basically waiting to run to the hospital any moment. So this is what's going on behind the scenes at the DA Show, folks. We are a show trying to stash some wins right now, like an NFL team would early in the year, battle some injuries, battle some people out of the lineup, next man up mentality. And frankly, we have listeners calling, or a listener calling, for Pete the Body to host. So that's where we're at.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now. We have oftentimes talked about Connor Green, up-and-coming prospect here around CBS Sports Radio. We have watched quarterback prospects go through the same evaluation process as Connor Green has gone through on the show. Is that fair to say? Hype for real hype. Some people burst on the scene. Trevor Lawrence was an example of that. For 3 years, we heard about Trevor Lawrence and watched him at Clemson, said when he comes out, that is going to be the biggest deal possible. Teams are going to trip all over themselves to get Trevor Lawrence. And somehow in Trevor Lawrence's draft class, there were five quarterbacks taken total in the first round. And it felt like it was by draft day, it felt like it was no longer a big deal if you were a team in need of a quarterback and missed out on Trevor Lawrence. Is that fair to say, Bogus? I mean, even the Patriots with Mac Jones, the Jets couldn't get Zach Wilson in there fast enough. And maybe there's a lot of fake convincing when you miss out on Trevor Lawrence. But the Jaguars are more than happy to take Trevor Lawrence. In fact, it was such a big hype machine that it's the reason Urban Meyer came out of retirement to coach in the NFL. Now, that probably won't last. But that's how big a deal Trevor Lawrence was. And think about the buzz we live with Trevor Lawrence for the last 3 years. There was the buzz of Andrew Luck, and that was a really big deal. And it's amazing to see Andrew Luck's career already gone. And then you have the quick burst on the scenes guys that create buzz like a Joe Burrow, and so on and so forth. Quarterbacking in the NFL and being a big, hot prospect, there's not really a rhyme or reason for it, and there's a big leap that can come between high school to college football, the NFL, that kills your stock. Look at Matt Barkley. Look at Josh Rosen. Those guys came out, those guys ended up being nothing, but at the time when they were committing to go to college, people thought they would be the next great NFL quarterbacks. Which brings me to Arch Manning. Arch Manning in high school, we've been hearing about Arch Manning since he was in junior high. Now we're hearing about in high school. And Lane Kiffin has gone so above and beyond his love of Arch Manning that he follows one person on Instagram. He has an Instagram account. He follows one person, and we find out it's Arch Manning. Now, that is a power play of trying to recruit if you're Lane Kiffin and obviously have plenty of Manning ties. The Manning family lineage and having likely two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then when you consider Archie Manning, the quarterback of the Saints, three really good NFL quarterbacks in the family, getting passed down in that bloodline is going to fluff Arch Manning up here. It is. There's no doubt about it. He appears to be really good, and you would expect with that family name being around that and having that kind of tutelage to be really good. He is going to find a time to commit to college at some point. He's going to go burst on the scene, and he is going to be a guy that people can't take their eyes off of and will be marketed, especially with the name, image, and likeness stuff now in college football, crazy. He will be marketed like crazy. You know this, Bogues.
Although he doesn't need it, he should send that money back to teammates or charity or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's Cooper's kid, but I mean, the Manning enterprise, I'm sure, has made him unwanting of anything at this point.
I think that there's a distinct possibility, because we haven't even gotten to the NFL part of this yet, although people are already looking down the line, oh, can you lose the next 5 years to get to Arch Manning? Like, people have actually made that joke and with somewhat of seriousness behind it. I think Arch Manning is on the verge of being the most hyped, soon-to-be pro athlete that we have seen since LeBron James, where LeBron James' high school games were on TV. We couldn't get enough. And it doesn't mean that he's going to be the LeBron James of the NFL. He could fall flat on his face. Quarterbacks do all the time. I am almost at the point where I see the Lane Kiffin story of him only following Arch Manning. I am almost at the point where I am concerned for Arch Manning, where is it even possible that based on who his family is and who he is and the and then you combine that with the need for franchise quarterbacks in the NFL for a team, and you see what Trevor Lawrence's hype was like, and now picture that with Arch Manning. I am almost convinced that it's almost impossible for Arch Manning to actually live up to the hype that is already building around him, Bogues.
If you're telling Arch Manning, and what is he, 17 years old, max right now? If you're telling him, and people are telling him this, that he's going to be the best of the family.
Yes!
And like you gotta slow it down. Give the kid a break. If you want him to be the best Manning ever, don't tell him that now. Let him go be it on his own with as little pressure as possible. I mean, obviously a lot of this is unavoidable, but we don't need to go this far because, and this has come up before, this is why I sometimes hate comparisons and I hate this game because, A, you're messing with a kid by telling him stuff like this, but also you're being rude to three other Mannings who were really, really good football players.
By the way, he was born in 2005. 2005!
Right. We don't need to tell this kid that he's going to be better than his two uncles and his grandfather, who are all varying levels of all-timers in the sport. He's already good enough. He's already got enough pressure. Leave the dude alone in that regard. We don't need to go that far. Like, let him just be awesome. Let's just have fun watching him play, I assume, in the SEC in a year or two, and we go from there. But, like, just we need to stop with these declarations and this need to create these tiers of success. Like, we can know he's good without saying the sentence of he might be the best Manning of all time, because I feel like you know nothing and understand nothing, and that's why you're saying stuff like that.
It's outrageous. It's unbelievable. I mean, when big coaches like Lane Kiffin are only following him on Instagram, he's a junior in high school.
Now,
I was just getting over getting beaten with flower socks by then.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
I did think this was funny, maybe a little tiny bit clever. Lane unfollowed everyone he was following to just follow Arch Manning. Now, I mean, Instagram is by far and away better than, if you're on social media, Instagram, the ability to just pick up your phone and scroll through whatever idiots and beautiful people you're following on there for 10 minutes or 5 minutes of, like, just brainless activity. It's a really good thing, a really good tool to have. So I feel bad that Lane's depriving himself of that by just looking at Arch Manning pictures for the next little bit. But I did kind of laugh at even having the thought and then executing it to make this kid your only Instagram follow. So I kind of want to give Lane a tiny little round of applause for a probably inconsequential but at least clever and I think creative way to do this.
I'm not knocking Lane Kiffin for doing it. It just adds to the ridiculousness of he's a kid. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he's a kid who already has the pressure of what family he's in, what position he plays within that family, and the fact that he's playing a position in sports where people trip all over themselves to get the next great one. Like, that, it's almost too much. It's almost too much, but I can't believe it. I can't get over the hype. And you know what? Call me crazy. I'm already thinking, boy, I'd love to have him as the Giants quarterback. So who am I? I guess I'm.
And BTW, he's got the Eli face. I saw a quick shot of him at the Georgia game, and he's got that kind of like, where am I? What am I doing here look that his uncle has, and was both endearing and angering for Giant fans.
Yeah. You know what? Sign me up. Let's draft him right now. 855-212-4227. All right, we come back. Bogus has another update, plus Charles Davis, the NFL on CBS, joins us. It's a DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
I can walk around like a deer with a cheese head and a Brewer's bat in my hand.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Charles Davis going to be joining us in just a couple moments. Backwards Brian tweets in at Mraz CBS. Both of my parents were teachers growing up. I didn't also want to be a teacher because of how much they complained about it. See? There's something about the teachers complaining. They're always complaining. They're always complaining. Pete's clamming up and hiding behind it. Boy, very interesting. Very interesting. Let's see. Ralph tweets in, it's Mraz, it's Andrew. No love for at Pete the Body at the intro. What is going on with Ralph today, Bogus, and his love? What is going on? What is going on?
I don't feel well. You've got the baby coming. Everyone's off tomorrow except for Pete. Let's see what happens.
I think Pete would do a good job. I don't know what I question, actually.
You don't question anything.
I'd love to hear. I'm not going to question a thing right now.
If I ever got the shot, it would be I would host and do the board and produce and do anchoring as well, probably. That would be the
That's
day.
That's true.
Pete throwing to himself for Stun Doing News would be great.
Thanks, Pete.
As he fires. All right, now we're Stun.
Here's your headlines with me.
Back to you, Pete. Thanks, Pete. Darren
tweets in, good morning, guys. It's 7 a.m. in Boise, catching the last hour. No dongs to the face, Mraz. No. No dongs to the face now. Did you meet Darren when you were there, Bogus? Darren's
no, I didn't. I don't think we met Darren because Darren has given me a hard time, and rightfully so, for mispronouncing his part of Idaho. I believe it's Cunha.
Cunha.
Probably still getting it wrong. It's not Cunha, like it's spelled. In fact, we met somebody who was going there to see a high school game on Friday night. I don't think I met Darren, though. And if I did and I'm forgetting, it's because I'm an idiot and I apologize. But I feel like we would have had an actual conversation unless Darren didn't introduce himself as Darren from Cunha and therefore I didn't know it. But I don't think we did meet this weekend.
Cunha Matata. All right, Bogues, what do we got for headlines?
We got headlines that I believe have a sponsor. Let me find it for you. It does. It doesn't. Why is my computer not working? Pete, headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. College football playoff expansion sounded great, and it looked like we were on the road to it. But now CBSSports.com says there are so many issues between decision makers that a meeting scheduled for next week might not happen at all right now because the vote that we thought would be an easy yes would be anything but that. A new TV deal, stadium logistics, and player safety among the important topics that no one seems to be able to agree upon right now. On the field, Ohio State QB C.J. Stroud on track to play Saturday against Akron despite lingering shoulder issues. Head coach Ryan Day did say his other QBs might play as well against those Zips. Ben Roethlisberger dealing with a left pec issue may miss at least some practice time this week. Carson Wentz expected to test his injured ankles at Colts practice today. And Browns wideout Jarvis Landry goes on IR with a sprained left MCL. He'll miss at least 3 weeks. No change last night in the AL wildcard standings.
3-1 pitch coming to Bogarts. Here it is. Swing. There's a drive high and deep left center field. Back by the wall and gone. 2-run homer. 4-2 Red Sox.
Joe Castiglione on Red Sox Radio. Xander Bogaerts adding a 2-run single to that 2-run homer as the Sox drop the Mets 6-3. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 4-2 and the Yankees handled the Rangers.
And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a Judgian blast. Aaron Judge drills a 3-run home run to right center field. All rise. hair comes the judge.
John Sterling on Yankees radio. The 7-1 final keeps the...
Terrible.
Bombers a half game behind the Jays for the second wild card. Toronto's a game and a half better behind Boston. The Mariners and A's are three games behind the Jays after Seattle's 5-2 win in Oakland. The Cardinals extending their lead for the second and a wild card with their 10th consecutive win, 2-1 in Milwaukee. They are now four games clear of the Reds, who lost to the Pirates 6-2. The Phillies stay 4.5 back with a 3-2 win in 10 over the O's. And the Minnesota Wild have signed winger Kirill Kaprizov to a five-year, $45 million deal. Negotiations have been going on for months with rumors that Kaprizov might play in his native Russia instead. He was the rookie of the year last NHL season. Sean?
Do you think anybody ever makes a Capri Sun joke with him?
If you haven't by now and you're around the Wild often, then shame on you for not doing it. But I know Kirill the Thrill is his real nickname, but you better make a Capri Sun reference.
What do you think of the Capri Sun in the ranking of juice box sip packs?
Well, I still don't understand how we've gotten to 2021, and it's still somewhat difficult to get the straw in the Capri Sun. That still can be a battle that we shouldn't be fighting anymore.
Not really. It's not really that hard. You just kind of pull back the other one and you puncture it. Overall, I think you get the most bang for your buck in a Capri Sun, though, Bogish. Even if you spill a little getting that straw in, I think it's got the most juice per pouch compared to the other juice boxes. And do you go sip pack or juice box?
What's a sip pack?
That's what we used to call them when we were kids. Sip packs, not juice boxes. Then they got older, I realized other people called them juice boxes.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that before. So juice box for sure. And I would even, and that Capri Sun is its own thing. Like, you might just say, can I get a juice box regardless of the brand or even the flavor, but you ask for a Capri Sun directly because it's so different.
Oh, see, I disagree. I think if all you have at a party, juice box, sip pack-wise, is a Capri Sun, and somebody asks for one, you give them a Capri Sun. You know, that's like doing the Pepsi Coke thing. You get what you get.
Right, but if I had, like, if I was making a party like that, I would probably say, like, oh, and there's Capri Sun for the kids over there. I wouldn't say there are juice boxes. I wouldn't call them a juice box because they're
it's not a box.
Yeah.
But that's why I think sip pack is used, because a package of Capri Sun and Sips was an original company. Sip pack is used as more of an overall arch thing for all of it.
Okay, so now I remember Sips. And then wasn't there an apostrophe somewhere in Sips?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
So I think that's I remember Sips Pack.
A Sip Pack came from that, and then that was the Capri Sun was included with that because it's like a pack. You know what I mean? So it could be a juice box or it could be a pack. And then this, of course, doesn't include the little hand grenade garbage can juices, which are neither a Sip Pack or a juice box, but instead, what do they call them, the quarter drinks or whatever.
That's nice what I'm saying. Stink. We call those quarter drinks. They cost a quarter.
And did Pete, what did you just say?
They stink.
Why do they stink?
I'm not a fan of those.
It is a little mouthwashy, the aftertaste on those.
Yeah. It's gross.
You know? I don't know. What's your favorite flavor of a juice box or a sip pack? People like the iced tea and the orange juice. I disagree. Give me a tropical punch.
Yes. Fruit punch is the way to go. And in fact, probably even widen the horizons there. Any kind of fruit medley. You get multiple fruits going in there, I'm all in. Apple juice is fine, but you give me fruit punch, like a very berry, and that's for me.
Fruit punch and a Sips iced tea.
Interesting. Now, see, we all turned out all right, some of us heavier than others, but now the big thing, the doctors and stuff with the kids, they don't want you giving your kids the juice boxes and the sip packs anymore, I've learned.
Mm-mm.
We lived on those as a kid. Now, again, maybe that's part of the reason for my diabetic state. Perhaps, I don't know, but they don't, like, giving your kid, doctors act like giving your kid a juice box now is like giving them a cigarette. Like, you better not do it because it's really bad for them.
They are full of sugar.
Is that affecting the juice box industry? I don't know.
And the healthy ones are not good, especially if you've had a full strength juice box, and then you switch to, like, the ones that are all natural, no sugar added. And yeah, you can tell what the sugar adds to the original juice box is. It's flavor. Let's be honest, which is
interesting. And I know this is a real riveting conversation. I find the Diet Snapple and the Diet Soda to be better tasting than the regular Snapple and the regular soda.
So diet Snapple's fine. Diet soda, like Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi by itself, I prefer it. Is disgusting. Diet Dr. Pepper, Diet Root Beer, we can have those conversations, but Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi by itself, no thanks.
Diet Coke tastes better than regular Coke. To me, there's no doubt about it. By the way, we are waiting for Charles Davis. I've been informed by CBS that he's just running a couple moments beyond, so we will not break. We're going to keep it right here. And as we pivot here off juice boxes, this is what we call fill on radio, okay? We're going to fill here. The Wizard of Watch DA has whooped up something for us. The Saturday and Sunday brunch menu at Cheesecake Factory features the Monte Cristo sandwich. Crunchy French toast stuffed with bacon, grilled ham, scrambled eggs, melted cheese, dusted with powdered sugar, and served with strawberry preserves. That looks delicious.
That looks great.
And there you go. Cheesecake Factory, they may not give you the dinner option, but the Monte Cristo survives if you go there for brunch on the weekend. How about that?
All right, I'll take it.
That's the happiest we've heard Pete in four
Seriously.
Hours.
Seriously.
A little bit of my good graces now.
Pete's going to round up his wife and all the other teachers who have complained all week and said, hey, you guys complained all week. Let's go get some brunch at Cheesecake Factory. And then really, it's just going to be about him getting his Monte Cristo sandwich.
We'll go on one of their off days. Let's go.
Yeah, which is Pete Saturday could make it or to Sunday. Boise.
Right. Can't make it to Boise, but this Saturday and Sunday, Pete will be appearing 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time at the Cheesecake Factory on Old Country Road in Westbrook. Now, that's an unofficial visit, an appearance, but it's
very
happening
unofficial.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 1.
By the way, if you think we just have these conversations on the air, it should be noted that last break, Pete gets in my ear to bring up, did you see the latest Schwartz tweet? So it shows a meat on the bone is happening all the time, even off the air. And I said, no, what I missed. And Schwartz, I'm talking about Pete the Body, apparently tweeted a picture of Tiki Barber, our colleague at CBS Sports Radio, running in a picture on the wall. And he, you know, basically said, oh, you know, Tiki is running through this restaurant. And then, of course, what does that lead somebody to Pete? What restaurant are you at? And Pete brings up, of course, that he's at Miller's Ale House because he lives there. So... as Bilotti's telling me the story about Schwartz being at Miller's Ale House, he goes, you know, I'll tell you, I like a Miller's Ale House. So we've gone from the Cheesecake Factory to Bilotti talking about he likes a Miller's Ale House to me remembering that I actually, before the DA show started, I guess, ran into Pete the Body at a Miller's Ale House, and we both shared time there. So can we crush Peter Schwartz for meat on the bone if there's me and Pete Bilotti both being there separately at the same Miller's Ale House?
I went to a Miller's Ale House for a Bilotti birthday party, I believe. I think we watched... was it Packers, Cardinals, a Hail Mary?
Yes.
That we watched that game for your birthday in a Miller's Ale House. So, I mean, we probably need to be a little bit nicer to Schwartz on this front.
Well, Miller's Ale House is a good hit, but not every day.
All right. We could actually talk some real football now because Charles Davis from the NFL on CBS is going to join us as DA off resting his voice. That's all right. It's me, Sean. It's me, Bogish. Charles, welcome on in. You'll be on the call. Dolphins and Raiders this Sunday with Ian and Evan Washburn. Good to have you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. What'd you say? Where's DA?
DA and Bogish went on an affiliate trip. They went to see Boise State, Oklahoma State, in the Blue Turf this past weekend. And DA, I guess, came back after all that drinking and all the eating and has no voice. So he needed to take today off on short notice.
Well, you know, the Blue Turf can affect you in so many ways. And if you're really not locked in and you haven't had kind of, you know, built up an immunity on it, certain things can kick in on you. And all kidding aside, please give him my best because as a person who's had vocal issues in the past and had to deal with them, it's not fun, okay?
No, it's not.
So please get his rest, get it right, and hopefully he doesn't end up doing the stuff that I had to do to try and get there. Although many people are like, God, I wish he hadn't had that surgery. Shut up.
Charles, listen, we need your voice way more than we need DA's. DA, you know, two less Coors Lights and he probably would have been okay this weekend is my guess.
Well, you give him my best.
I will. That was a fun trip
because Boise is a wonderful place to visit and they love their Broncos out there. And, boy, that's a heck of a win for Oklahoma State to go out there.
It absolutely was. I will give DA, but I know he was not happy the fact that today was the day we got you and he was out. So he misses you
dearly. Give him my best.
I will. So let's get into it. You had the Raiders and Steelers a week ago. You're going to get the Raiders again this week. One of the early, I guess, surprises to many are the Las Vegas Raiders and how well Derek Carr is playing. Now, in the past couple of years, the Raiders have been a bit of fool's gold early in the year with Gruden, where they played well, had some surprising wins, and fell apart late. Why should we believe the Raiders now after this 2-0 start compared to what we've seen the last couple of years, Charles?
Well, I think it's easy to look in on Derek Carr, and rightfully so, and he'll get the MVP chant when he gets introduced, okay? Because, you know, you can't start an MVP chant too early in today's world, all right? And he will, and I'm saying that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I'm also saying it with respect, because the way he has played these first 2 weeks, he's worthy of it, okay? He has played really, really well. But the reason that you can start to believe if you're a Raiders fan, and I understand being a little bit reserved, they've been 2-0 the last 2 years. Okay, they finished 7-9, 8-8, missed playoffs. They got to 6-4, 6-3, finished 7-9, 8-8. So if you're a Raiders fan, they're going to say, excuse me if I just kick back a little bit. But the reason I believe that things are going to be different is the defensive side of the ball. Gus Bradley is the coordinator, is going to get a lot of credit, and deservedly so. There are many of the same pieces there who are playing at a higher level. Max Crosby is rushing the passer incredibly well right now, but also still playing the run. Yannick Ngakoue gutted through a game last week with a bad hammy and gave him almost 30 snaps and still was a force. The inside guys, Jonathan Hankins, Quentin Jefferson, Solomon Thomas. Anybody remember Solomon Thomas? Number 3 overall pick. Remember that? 6 sacks in his career with the 49ers. He had 2 on Sunday. Best game he played as a pro. All those things are starting to come together. They've got the pair of safeties that they want. Remember, Gus Bradley was the defense coordinator with Seattle. Okay, that was that Legion of Boom, that cover 3 look. Earl Thomas, high safety. Cam Chancellor playing the strong safety spot, the enforcer spot. Jonathan Abram is playing that spot for them now. Trayvon Merrick, the rookie out of TCU, is playing the high spot that Earl Thomas played. I'm not saying they are them, but that's the style they are playing, and they're cleaning up on the backside. Are they a juggernaut? No, they're not a juggernaut. But they are playing so hard and playing so forcefully, and they are wrecking things for different people. They made it really tough on Pittsburgh, only gave up 39 yards running. So that's why, if I'm a Raiders fan, I start to have a little more belief that this team could be different, because Derek Carr's been good for the last few years. We just haven't given him enough credit.
Charles, what about the other side of this game? Does Tua's rib injury restart or create injury-prone conversations and thoughts in your head, or is this just bad timing and bad luck for him?
I think it'd be disingenuous to say that you don't think in that direction, right? I mean, I can sit here and say to you, oh, no, I'm not thinking. You'd let me go and go, guys, he's lying. I mean, you have to, because you can't help but look back to starting at Alabama with the different things that have happened. Now, give the young man credit. Remember the ankle injuries? I think he had an ankle surgery twice and played in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not like he has no toughness to him. He has plenty of toughness. But some of these injuries have been, you know, almost catastrophic. I mean, the hip injury, I don't care how tough you are, you can't play through that. All right, so he had to come back from it. And I thought that going into this season, now he had a full year to actually train and get ready, not just rehab going into his rookie year. And he looks different. He's more solid. He's thicker through the upper body. His legs, all that looks fine. But he took a heck of a whack last week. Can he throw the football and not lose velocity? That's one thing people need to think about, because if you've ever had a rib injury, and I've had them, I don't know how about you guys, it hurts to breathe. It hurts to turn your head. It turns to move. And you can go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to let this one go. But that pain snaps you, and all of a sudden you lose velocity throwing the football. That's what they'll have to find out this week. If he can't go, we know Jacoby Brissett is a more than capable starter in the NFL. We've seen that before. And Miami, they're fortunate to have him.
Charles Davis, our guest, NFL on CBS. Charles, I know you have another hit to get to, but let me just ask you this, leaving with this. We did a lot on Big Ben and his pectoral injury, obviously, and you saw the disappointing loss at Heinz Field a week ago. Look, the big question with the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in was Ben Roethlisberger's age, Ben Roethlisberger's health. There's another game here in the regular season. That's a very difficult division. And here we are 2 weeks in. Yes, they beat Buffalo in week one, but we are already now having the Ben Roethlisberger is not healthy conversation. Are the Steelers basically stuck in no man's land with Big Ben now, where they're going to win enough games to be in the hunt, But ultimately, this is a concern, and they're not going to put themselves right where they need to be to get Big Ben's replacement after this year.
Well, that's a terrific question, and we know the answer is this is a Steelers team, in my opinion, that's not going to just go in the tank, not with Ben around, all right? So they're going to win 10, they're going to win 11, they're going to win whatever that number is, right? So what you're saying is, hey, you really need to lose a lot more games and get into that top 10 range to try and get your quarterback. Well, there are other ways to get quarterbacks nowadays, as we know. Do you do it during free agency? Do you make the trade up to go get your guy like Kansas City did from 27 to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes, right? Or are you going to sell the farm like the Rams did to move up that 1 year to get Goff, or the Eagles moving up to get Wentz where they made two moves? All those things are in play as well. So no matter where you finish, I don't count teams out anymore. No matter what kind of investment you want to put into it, if you want to go get a guy. And let's face it, they're at that stage no matter how Ben plays this year. 39 years old, you're in the market for another quarterback. That's just the way it is. But to me, Ben's not the issue with that team right now. They've got to get that offensive line coalesced and find a way to run the football and take some of those hits off of them. 39 yards rushing last week, guys. Pittsburgh Steelers, yeah, 3 years now, have been, what, somewhere between 30 and 32 running the football?
Yeah, and spending a first-round pick on an offensive line, on a running back, Charles, too.
Yeah, and they drafted two offensive linemen who were starting. The Pittsburgh Steelers run the football. We have not seen that in the last few years. That will help Big Ben more than anything.
Charles Davis, NFL on CBS, does a great job with Iron Eagle Evan Washburn. This weekend, the Raiders going for 3-0 as they take on the Miami Dolphins. Catch Charles there and all of his great insight. Charles, we promise we'll catch up again when DA is back. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. You guys keep having fun. You're doing a great job. You always do. Give DA my best. Keep getting that rest. Pump those fluids. And take your time coming back. Don't get back too early, okay? Because then you're down another 2 weeks. You don't want that.
Charles Davis, the NFL on CBS. So there you have it, folks. Charles Davis, a fan of letting DA rest the vocal cords. He'd put him on short-term IR. He doesn't think one day is enough. He knows how important those vocal cords are. He's had vocal cord scares in the past. Now, me, I'm just looking at this. I truthfully believe, look, DA didn't get a lot of rest. There was a lot of shaking hands. There was a lot of alcohol. I've been where DA is vocal-wise. Charles Davis thinks this could be more on the serious end. Very interesting.
I mean, today's the day. We should know something by, like, noon where DA is, and then maybe that IR decision needs to come in here because Charles is right in general. We should always err on the side of caution. It's better safe than sorry. That's a thing that I usually live by, and why not take the extra day or 2 weeks, apparently, just to make sure DA is okay and ready to go for October, I guess.
Fascinating conversation with Charles Davis. And look, how about Tua, too? Disingenuous to think that his history is not going to be a concern. All right, Pete has told me to break four times, so we're going to do that now. Advanced analytics and your epic fail coming your way. The DA Show continues next.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
All right, here it is. Pete the Body not happy with the Cheesecake Factory menu length. Pete, do you think the Cheesecake Factory menu counts as a book?
Should. It's too long.
Thank you. Thank you. Bogus is outnumbered here. And I know Kaplan agrees with me. There's no doubt about that. So we're going to vote 3 votes yes, 1 vote no.
I'm surprised it's still allowed to be that long.
Why? What do you mean you're surprised it's still allowed to be that long?
I think it's a turnoff sometimes.
I like mayonnaise.
A turnoff? The place just shirt. You could go to a Cheesecake Factory anywhere in this country on a Tuesday, and it's a 45-minute wait. I don't think it's a turnoff. If
that's
the place
fine,
gets
but
it
know
survives
how many
the
on
chain.
That menu that probably aren't consumed.
But the thing is, you have the big glass windows
I'm
there.
Not
where you're
talking about
cook.
That.
That's all you need, baby.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Obviously, the food continues to be fresh. They know they have a good system there.
That's
this
fine.
Is a country where you see chain restaurants close left and right. Cheesecake Factory survives it all, baby. So you could have weddings at Cheesecake Factory. That's how fancy.
Not saying it will never survive. I'm saying that the menu is too long.
As a nice little flavor enhancer.
But again, can it be too long if Cheesecake Factory continues to be that busy? And that's my point. It's not a turnoff, clearly.
Okay.
It sounds like Pete feels bad.
Drop your next one-liner. Let's go. Next segment.
Yeah, he feels bad for the food that doesn't get eaten because it doesn't ever get seen on this long menu. Like, there are just lonely foods at the bottom of gate 17 that no one ever sees.
I'll give you an example. The Monte Cristo sandwich. right? They had that, right? And now it's gone because it's just in the menu with 500 other things. So now I can't get my sandwich from that place.
Sing us a song. You're the overtime ending man.
Because there's 17 pages of things to order. You don't need that many pages.
So you think that the other stuff that people are clearly ordering should be taken off so you, the only one who wanted the Monte Cristo, can still get that?
I'm not saying it's clearly ordered. I'm saying the stuff that, you know, you cycle it. You know, put some stuff on the menu seasonally. You know, like, mix it up a little bit.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
All right, do you think Conor McGregor threw a bad first pitch at Wrigley Field on purpose was our question of the day. 51% of you said yes, 49% said no. How about that? Very much a split audience, Bogish. And our advanced analytics, Conor McGregor joins 50 Cent, John Wall, and Carl Lewis for worst first pitches ever. A fan at Fenway Park hit someone in the groin with his first pitch. Wow, fan got an opportunity to hit somebody in the groin. William Howard Taft was the first president to throw out a ceremonial first pitch in 1910. And Pudge Rodriguez, where do we get this? Pudge Rodriguez threw out a first pitch from behind home plate to former teammate Michael Young at second base. A little reverse on the analytics. All right, that'll do it. We got through the day. Tomorrow, a Thursday, DA, we await. Will the vocal cords be okay? Will he return to the lineup? Will I be a father of two? Will Andrew Bogish go play with the other burnouts and watch another concert tonight? We don't know. So much on the line. Thanks to Pete the Body. Thanks to Emmanuel Barberi. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan and the Wizard of Watch DA. That'll do it, folks. The mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.